How often have you sat through a meeting and said to yourself, "What a waste of time, I could be doing something better"? If your answer is yes, you are not alone. Meetings take up an ever-increasing amount of employees, and particularly managers' time. My experience in working with executives and managers is that 40-50% of their time is taken up with meetings that either they call or have to attend, which leaves precious little time left to actually get work done. If you feel like your work week is structured around meetings, like all you're doing is preparing for and attending meetings, talking about and reporting on your work rather than sitting and doing it, then you've reached a point of frustration where you need to regain control of your time. There are two sides to meetings: not attending them if they're unnecessary, and when running a meeting, ensuring that it's purposeful, on point, and driving a specific outcome. If the meeting lacks purpose and has no desired outcome, what's the point? So, what is the solution, if you absolutely must have meetings? Here's some suggestions on making them more productive. 1. Meet only to support a decision that has already been made. Do not use the meetings to make decisions. 2. The meeting should always produce a committed action plan. 3. A meeting should never be held for informational purposes. 4. Always start the meeting on time, regardless of people who are late. 5. Do not review the contents of the meeting with the people who are late for the part they missed. 6. End the meeting on the agreed-upon time, even if the agenda is not finished. 7. Reduce the length of meetings to 1 hour maximum, and preferably less, try 30 minutes, even try 15 or 10 minutes. 8. Invite fewer people to the meeting, productivity goes down with increasing numbers of participants. 9. Allow the right for employees to decline their attendance, without having to justify themselves and without penalties. 10. End meetings early. People will be more positive about participating as a result. 11. Don't allow individuals to hijack or dominate meetings by frequent and endless conversation. It's the responsibility of the meeting leader to control this. 12. Interrupt people who either repeat what they have said or repeat what someone else has already covered. These are time wasters. 13. No laptops or phones are allowed to be active in meetings. Allowing people to be interrupted or diverting their attention lowers the value of the meeting. Don't tolerate meeting participants working on other things during the meeting. Ask them to leave. 14. The meeting leader should enforce only one person speaking at a time, and to the point. 15. Ask each meeting participant to prepare for the meeting in advance in response to a meeting question that will be dealt with in the future, not a rehash of the past, not just an agenda item.